The biggest little city in the world, the American cradle of liberty.
Look at you! You're a freak!
What are we alive for except to grab all the kicks we can? To contaminate our society.
Now being renovated.
Mr. Dowd.
Podcasting from a friendly forest of green, I am the Reverend Rory Dowd, and this is the worst little podcast in the world. I got my good buddy Mr. Nick Ramirez here.
Yo.
Chewbacca's in the studio. Of course, Dick's in the studio, because you can't have Dick without our show. But even better than that, we have this week's guest. They're an exciting group of talented young men known as Treedom.
Talking out of our ass.
No, we're good.
Is that not your name?
It's our name, but we're not that exciting.
You're excited.
The show is exciting.
Actually, I entirely missed your last set. I just booked this show based off of your winning personality.
Oh, sweet.
And the fact that other people said you were good.
Oh, well.
No. Well, good enough.
Got some references.
Good enough for this show does not mean much.
More like tree dumb.
No, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
it's derived from the second
that wasn't
half.
That's album number one.
Yeah, that's the name of our album.
D-U-M-B? Okay, I'm spelling it wrong. Tree dumb.
I love tree dumb.
Trees make you dumb. They call it dope for
a
reason, boy.
Exactly.
Shrubs.
Well, hey guys, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Let's start off by let's get a little round robin of your voices and your names. You in the purple shirt there,
the bass player.
Yeah, my name's Gabe.
That's right, Gabe. How you doing?
I'm pretty good. How are you?
Have you ever done anything like this before?
No, I've never done anything.
And
like
have you ever taken your pants off in a room full of grown men? That wasn't a shower.
Yeah,
I'm going to jump in on that.
I went through a mooning phase.
It's just a phase.
I can vouch.
And then you there in the black Pittsburgh t-shirt.
See? Oh, man, you don't have to say that.
Yeah, I got to throw that guitar out there. You a big fan of that? What's that team?
I don't know.
I can't remember
you know,
name.
My sister lives in Pittsburgh, and I got this as a gift, so, you know.
Steel City.
Free clothes.
Well, introduce yourself, young man.
Well, I'm Alex Stevens, vocals, guitar for Treedom.
Awesome. And then downstairs where we cannot see him, Mr. Drummer.
Yep, that's me.
How is the dungeon?
It's a little bit depressing, but...
He's all alone.
And your name is?
I'm Corbin.
Hi, Corbin. Everybody
Dallas.
Say hi, Corbin.
I guess I play drums a little bit or something.
Nice to meet you, Corbin.
Yeah, I said that already.
All right. That awkward silence brought to you by
Felix Danger. Back off of surgery as of today.
Nice.
Back off of back surgery.
What's he back to doing?
Walking.
Oh, good. Awesome.
Without numbness and hopefully without a cane.
Fucking A.
Yeah. No, he was losing all sensation in his left leg or something.
That happened to me once. It was all right.
Why you gotta make it weird?
Yeah. That happened to
yeah,
me, man.
Chewy.
I can't feel my first two toes on my left foot. Like, and it's been that way for years.
It's probably some sort of pinched nerve spinal damage.
Yeah. I got partial permanent disability in my toe.
I've seen you fall off a few things. It's that's probably one too more. Many things you fell off of.
God, I don't know.
A bad toe.
Could come from fucking too.
Yeah.
Always like bracing yourself against the footboard, and like you just snapped it one time.
Way too much sex when I was younger.
Yeah.
Wore out that nerve.
Broke that toe.
The youth of America, beware.
Premarital sex only leads to bad joints and arthritis.
Worth it.
It's totally worth it. It's just a fucking toe. You don't need to feel it.
Right, just for balance. Yeah. Whatever, dude. Yeah. Who cares?
You get used to it.
It's drink not like enough, you cut it off.
Well, I can't feel the whole left half of my body.
Why?
Nice.
The stroke I'm having right now. So how was your week, Nick?
It was great. Let's see. The good stuff.
The good stuff.
The family was here. My son was here.
Yeah.
He was on the podcast last week. So we hung out. He went home Saturday.
He's looking a little serial killer these days.
Oh, really?
A little bit. Maybe it was just the oversized coat
thing
on the skinny neck. It was Yeah, not in a bad way. Like, he'd probably be very good at it.
We got
a serial killer. He's not in
pale.
A bad way.
He's probably pale. Very like good he hasn't gotten a lot of sun lately. Like he's inside making his manifesto.
We got a real.
Yeah, he's a pale ginger.
He doesn't really go out and do much.
You know,
he's
a lot
of these
about
computer
that.
Guys. He just, you know, he's into the computer thing, and
so are a lot of serial killers. To,
plus, he lives in Texas, and it's either hot or fucking storming out.
Yeah, we got a real life Dexter.
And I really am hoping he's listening to this. Yes, Quentin, I think you look like a serial killer. Run with it.
How dare you?
It's a good look. A lot of people are doing it now.
It's a growth industry.
Well, anyway, so it was nice hanging out with him, and then so he went off on Saturday. I got to see Blade Runner on Sunday.
Yeah,
in the theater. That was really cool. Nice. We had some dinners with the family, getting ready for the wedding. That was really nice. And I saw Star Wars for the fourth time.
Wow,
dude, how is that? I'm
killer.
Seen it yet.
It's killer.
It's oh. good.
Good thing you said that. And don't listen to last week's episode.
All right, deal. Spoiler alert.
Spoilers.
Twist his arm.
But I got to say something about, you know, starting the week, waking up with David Bowie gone.
Oh.
That's
oh.
fucked
oh,
up.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That was the bad part of the That's, week. That really bummed me out.
I'm not usually one that's starstruck. I met David Duchovny at the 7-Eleven. I really.
What the hell is that?
Really? You don't know who that is? Oh, man. He'd be watching this spring. There's a cool show coming up. It's called The X-Files. Anyway, I don't get starstruck a whole lot. And, you know, I could give a rat's ass about who's pregnant, who dies, whatever. Yeah. But earlier today, my aunt posted on Facebook that she was surprised that so many people were just so overcome with David Bowie's death and was like, well, what's the big deal?
John Frender?
No, I patiently explained it to her that because it's David Bowie, man. He's not just a musician. He's not just a celebrity.
Ziggy Stardust?
He's
unique musicians ever.
He taught the weird kids it was okay to be even weirder. He challenged gender and racial and class boundaries at every turn. He's notoriously a congenial fellow despite... decades of stardom and living as, you know, one of the 1% of the world. He was an internationally transforming cultural phenomenon.
Yeah.
He wasn't just a person.
And, well said, Roy.
And
I agree.
It is a huge loss. I mean, you know, Lemmy, rawr.
Wow.
Yeah,
same
but,
deal, though. Yeah, kind
of. Might as well throw Lemmy under the bus. Wow.
But no, I'm not trying to throw Lemmy under the bus.
Lemmy,
but
dude, everybody forgot about that.
I'm not throwing Lemmy under the bus. That was significant. Yeah, but Bowie,
David
that's like,
definitely bigger
it's like
than
the death of Einstein. It's the death of somebody who created more than they had to give. The sums were greater than the parts.
They were greater than
David
themselves.
Bowie was awesome.
Yeah.
Did anybody see that fucking 9-minute video that he just put out for the new song that he just released?
I saw a lot of people.
I saw the Lazarus thing. I did not see the Black Star thing.
The Black Star thing. It's 9 minutes. We just happened to watch it right before he died. When Weapons of Mass Creation were here last week, they're like, "Have you seen?" And except it was Joe from the band, so he's all with a British accent. Have you seen the new David Bowie?
Have you seen?
We'll make him
new
kill
David
the
governor.
Bowie.
Governor.
But yeah, so we watched it. It's fucking really bizarre and really weird, and it's 9 minutes long, but it was really cool.
You ever
cool.
see The Hunger? That's really weird.
Well,
really
no,
bizarre.
And then he's like, wow, he's getting weird, and I'm like, have you heard his early stuff?
David Bowie's been weird for about 69 like, years, I think.
No, but he
stayed weird to the end.
He got normally in the middle, so he started
normally
fucked up and ended fucked up.
Even some of that Tin Machine stuff, or even Dancing in the Streets, man, it was all still a little weird.
It's awesome.
Well, yeah. Dancing in the Streets just made me think of him like blowing boat or blowing.
But you didn't know that until later. You didn't know that till later. But the video itself
was
just
gay?
Really weird. And he was very bi. Very, very bi.
That's a little
he was omni. Or like an omnivore.
Omnisexual.
Omnisexual, yeah.
That in other words, does it move? voracious sexual warrior.
Yeah. Well,
and a champion for all.
Ended up with
weirdos.
A really beautiful black girl.
Yeah.
And a mulatto baby.
Does your mom like it that way?
He actually.
Corbin likes it that way.
Two mulatto babies.
Hey, you got
me.
There were two?
Yeah.
Two children?
Okay. Yeah, it's very talented individuals, I'm sure, in their own, part.
Yeah. We'll be watching out for them. The prodigy of David Bowie.
Any mom. It's probably going to be fashionable kids.
Yeah. They'll probably be striking.
Yeah, and really.
Literally, very fashionable. Yeah. Like, I mean, that was a big part of his whole shtick throughout the 70s and 80s was all of challenging fashion styles. And when she was a
model. He was a unique individual.
Didn't he make a movie and do like a bunch of full frontal nudity? Like in the.
No, yeah. Dude, for sure.
Called like The Martian.
Yeah. Like for sure.
Probably.
That 100% happened.
Rick, do you know anything?
I should have this. I don't know.
Where's your gay card? Tear a corner off.
Dude, that's half of my.
Do you still have at least one corner? You can keep it. Otherwise, we're taking it back.
That's half of my search history, dude.
David Bowie,
full frontal nude, dude. Like,
search to jerk.
What else do you need?
In an odd segue out of this, I auditioned for Good Luck Macbeth this past weekend. They had their big seasonal.
Rad.
And the play that I was specifically going to audition for at the bequest of the director, Mr. Bill Ware, is Silence, the musical.
They're all clamoring for Rory.
A musical. Well, I don't know. Other people want this part, too. I just auditioned for it. But Bill invited me to because we got drunk together on New Year's.
Clamoring.
Silence, the musical. It's a musical interpretation of Silence the Lambs.
Nice.
And I believe the part Bill has in mind you'd like to see me possibly be in. I'm not making any jumps to conclusions. It'd be Buffalo Bill.
Oh, shit.
Which, and here's where it gets back to the full frontal. I'm sure there's a tuck scene.
Yes.
Just like Jamie used, dude.
Nice. Start practicing.
So even if it's not me, there's going to be a tuck scene in October at Good Luck Macbeth.
Rad.
There's actually a really cool season of shows coming up here in the future, including Silence the Musical in October.
I actually got I didn't even have to audition, but I'm in Sex, Drugs, and Rock and Roll there.
Oh, kick ass. Beth,
the Eric Bogosian play.
Yeah. No, some of the shows this year they had cast. Other directors still had parts they
director
wanted to
hit me up. And
will you be tucking?
I will not be tucking or naked or anything. Right. I just do a monologue, like five page monologue. But I was excited because I have the part. You know what I mean? I got the fucking part. I got the script. I brought it with me tonight.
It's kind of cool to go off script and tuck anyways.
That was another prop.
When does that go up?
Another cool part of my week was
I'd watch that.
We're going to start rehearsals in February, March is when the show's coming out.
Very cool. So. We'll get us more details about that.
Oh, absolutely. I'm going to pump it.
We'll get some of your fellow castmates here on the show.
Yeah, absolutely.
Sexually.
That too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, Rick, Chewy, any news from you guys?
Not really.
Fuck.
Been shoveling a lot of snow.
It's great. I went roller skating with the kids.
That's rad. Did you go to Kingsgate or whatever?
Fucking. I know. Me and my sister did the same thing. We're all, we can go to Kingsgate country. And the kids were like, you guys are so lame. It's Roller Kingdom.
Yeah.
What the fuck is wrong with you old people?
Seventh of Valley.
We're like, it really used to be Kingsgate country for a while.
It was for a long time.
Fuck. But yeah, Roller King. Roller Kingdom.
And that's awesome, Rick.
It was fucking amazing. Do you know how fun roller skating is? It's just as fun as when you were a little kid.
I went Friday to Roller Kingdom.
Oh, no way. It is the place to be.
With my son and my mom. Fun. And we only got to go for like a half hour. It was family night. I think it was Thursday. I don't know. But anyway, it was family night there. And
Does your mom like it that way?
She likes to roller skate, Riku.
Yeah.
they're playing Red Light, Green Light, though.
I should take her to that.
And it just stops everybody else from skating for like 20 minutes,
and then, and then you get
we're
the magic.
Waiting to skate.
And now we're returning to an all skate in the normal skating direction.
Oh, yeah.
When you hear that, it's just like, yes!
Yes.
And back to skating.
And Mikey almost won the red light, green light. She got
fuck
third
place. Fuck yeah. Did she knock down any kids? Like, get the fuck out of my way.
She was the oldest one
fucking little bitches.
Throwing elbows.
Do you know who I am?
Fuck you, little kids.
I'm in the shame. Fuck you.
Fuck you.
Minute to win it.
Oh, fuck.
Was that a real one?
No, that was a real one. So I've never taken her there. I really ought to do that.
Oh my god, I would love that. Can I go? I want to go.
Okay,
we're gonna go next Sunday. So I would love. Do you guys do stuff on Sunday from one to five? Is the session?
She's got a swim meet. I don't know. We'll
There's
talk
a
about
lot
it.
Of kids though. It's hard to not run
if
over
you,
them.
If you're grown up and want to go on adult night Sunday.
Yeah, adult night is
Sunday night's adult night?
Yeah, everybody's naked. Certain, they're all tucked.
Yeah.
They lock the doors.
I imagine that's pretty hard. It's
a lockout. It's a lockout. They got the vinyl pool table cover. They're covering lube. So.
When I was a kid, I always wondered what happened on adult night. I didn't know there was tucking involved. But hey,
a lot of latex. A lot of latex.
Lube all over the floor. That's gross.
Wearing three skates.
Make me want to take acid.
But then I got home and found out that my grandmother had a stroke. That totally sucks. Yeah, so podcast listeners, we have to skip next week's show. I'm really sorry. Because I have to go out of town to visit my grandmother before she dies.
No, that's unacceptable, man.
I know. Who's I know it totally band? Sucked.
You have to be in two places at once.
Who did we screw up, Rory? Because I feel bad.
This guy, Ben Boren, and his band.
It was a whole band? Fuck. Yeah.
Why don't we all go with him and we can do
the show
from his grandma's
house? It's okay.
We're
going to reschedule. It's fine. Don't worry about it.
From my grandma's house. There's great acoustics in that old place, too. So
I bet.
But yeah, I'm really sorry, you guys. That's shit happens.
Dude,
you know?
I'm sorry for you.
She's like almost 90, and I have 75% of my grandparents, and for a 44-year-old, that's really amazing.
That is. I've got 0%.
Whoever would have thought that all three...
I had 25% for a long time, but that's
it. And now you don't even have that?
Nope.
Fuck. Who would have ever thought that my 75% of grandparents would outlive David Bowie?
Yeah. No shit.
Wow. Motherfucker. He's a fag.
Also...
Yeah.
You know, we honor your grandmother because without her, no Rick. Without Rick, no podcast.
Fucking A. Don't forget.
We
right,
speak
you
your name.
And I know something else you did this weekend.
Oh, what else did I do?
We went and took our last week's guest up on their offer, and we went to their show at the Hall and Improv.
The Noise Night.
How was it? The Noise Night.
It was so cool.
It was a lot of fun.
Yeah,
a lot of good people. No.
But you feel like it afterwards.
Was there people outside selling drugs?
No. Actually, nobody was outside at all. Everybody was inside.
Doing whippets.
Felix and Jessica were putting a puzzle together.
There was like 40 fucking people there.
Yeah.
Everybody
was sitting around real calmly, kind of chatting quietly amongst themselves, enjoying the music.
Oh, and they had disturbing video. They didn't have that last time. So there's like
how disturbing.
It was like it would be like weird. Like first it would be like a flash of Nosferatu from Count Orlok. Then it would go like to people dying, like not dying like death, but like dying like dying clothing, like dying fabric. And then they would just hold up a white chicken and then smear red dye all over the white chicken.
As the show
that is
ended,
not cool to chickens.
It made me want chicken sandwich.
As the show ended, everybody was still kind of sitting there because we had given the applause for the performer, and then Kyle, who was running the show, you know, says, "Hey, thanks y'all for being here, blah blah," and he gets down and the show's kind of over at this point, and everybody's kind of still sitting there, and I go, we're still watching the movie here. I think the Indonesians are going to attack Frankenstein, who's trying to save the little boy from Richard Nixon.
While the fireworks are blowing up mannequins' arms.
Right. And the car crash.
Yeah. So that it was clips like that. It was awesome.
It was really
and at
awesome.
The end of, at the end of the Noise Night, they get all the performers to go up at the same time and just
improv.
Noise together improv.
Like noise off?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Like a bukkake noise in your face.
Kind of like a little bit what's going on
I can
here.
See, I hope Gabe, so. I can see the consternation in your face. And really, it's a lot cooler than that. It's very meditative.
It's cooler than bukkake?
Nothing is cooler than bukkake. Be honest.
Tell me about it.
Corbin.
Especially when you're in the middle, right, Corbin?
Right.
Duh.
I don't like it when girls pee on me.
Kind of.
But what about
the lemon party?
I have to agree with myself there.
I prefer normal showers.
What about squirting?
You don't like golden showers?
You know, I'm not that fancy.
you know what they are, right?
Oh, yeah.
You're cleaning it.
Riku?
Golden shower action?
No.
Instead of water for a shower, it's gold.
You can demonstrate after the show if you want.
You're out of your element, Riku. And Uncle Rick... One more crack like that, and there'll be no Christmas show next year.
There has to be. I'm really, she's so
He's got to get her loaded up on sugar. I never knew until this year what was going on. You loading her up on sugar right before we record.
A bunch of sugar and everything.
As she's eating the Reese's peanut butter cups and the cookie covered in whipped cream that I handed her, she's just all, she's got to do this, so she'll freak out and cry. And she's all, what, you want me to cry? I'm like, you cry every year.
No, honey,
she's
it'll
all,
be
I cry
fine.
Every year.
30 seconds into the show.
It was 9 minutes 50 seconds.
All right, let's have a song.
Yeah.
Let's stop this banter and have a
Enough.
Song.
All right, bye last week. We're here now
that was actually like,
with Treedom.
That was like a month ago.
Yeah, we'll play a song for you. We'll play a.
Now, what kind of music is that? Country or Western?
It's stoner music. It's,
yeah.
Oh, okay.
It's stoner music. It's like a alternative rock reggae.
Wait, stoner? Mm-hmm. Do you guys advocate marijuana?
Oh, most definitely.
Oh,
Do you like 311 and Sublime? Or?
Oh, yeah. I know those guys. Yeah, I know their music anyways.
Yeah. We hung out in my bedroom on the radio.
We kick it, on stereo.
Nice.
All right, but this one's Beach House for you.
I forgot that it was January. I was thinking of Tahoe.
Until I feel like summertime.
Not much beach house up there right now.
Yeah, but in my head there is.
Right?
Oh, that song sucks.
Hey.
Thank you.
Riku don't know shit.
I only messed it up one time, so.
Who's the music critic, honey? Huh? Huh? Who gets a paycheck? Not you. Daddy does.
He fights with his daughter.
She can't answer, right?
Until he gets home, after she hears this.
Yeah, because she listens to every episode as we simulcast just to my house.
My daddy is the best.
Thank you, sweetie. Aww. But no, who the best is the band in our studio.
Fuck yeah.
Today.
Thank you.
Thanks
it
for
makes
coming.
Me Freedom. Sad I don't smoke weed anymore.
Don't bullshit us.
No, that was fresh. We don't have a whole lot of ska bands on the scene currently.
No, not in Reno, no.
Like, yeah. There have been times
no,
in the past. Well,
some legendary ska bands.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's been a while since I mean.
Yeah, so well, it's nice to have the sound back round.
Me and Rory both enjoyed you at the Karma Show.
No, oh, you cool. did. I
well,
didn't.
Well, from the parking
you
lot,
you weren't there
right?
at that point?
I was possibly outside smoking pot.
Oh.
Well, we did that after I
that's
played.
That's a terrible
I did
thing
that,
to
too.
Yeah.
Or I was talking to somebody and not paying attention to the music.
Weird.
That sounds,
why would
that
you?
Sounds,
would you?
Oh, I know.
It's really strange.
Were you paying attention to the person you were talking to?
Probably not. It was more like I was talking to someone. They were listening to me.
They were talking at somebody.
Yeah, you were talking at someone.
No, it's to them. It's not with them. It's to them.
Well, that was the show where me and Rory later people commented to the band
about
and said,
the gay couple.
And said, like, hey, did you see those two fags sitting down front talking at your set?
You guys were just so precious.
We were and the gay guys.
We hadn't seen each other in a while. We're giggling like schoolgirls.
Yeah, we're not gay lovers, but
holding
we play
hands,
that at Singer Social
giving
Club.
Giving each other
and on acid trips in the woods.
Yeah. We play it really good there.
Hey.
Yeah, so.
I brought it up.
So, bam!
But yeah, you guys. So, treat them. Not
how long you been smoking weed?
Yeah. Have you been smoking
first
weed longer
first.
Than you've been in this band?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Funny story, though. No.
Yeah, and the drummer doesn't actually smoke weed.
Yeah, actually, our drummer does not smoke weed.
It's really
that
weird.
Might be a good thing.
Good lad.
But, yeah.
Follow his lead. Let him pick or be the manager.
It doesn't help. The heroin makes, doesn't mix good with
I
it.
I keep their staring at the wall schedule to a minimum.
Somebody's got to drive the van.
Got to keep the pace.
So what's your poison of choice? Meth?
Oh, God. Don't even get me started on meth.
Well, yeah.
No,
I don't think he'd be playing it.
Yeah,
ska band
would sound a lot different.
Yeah.
Be a little faster.
Really,
pick it up. Really angry songs about peace and being chill.
Yeah. You know what? That's a good idea.
That's actually fucking revolutionary.
Yeah.
See what you did?
Well, and now the band's gonna be totally different.
You ruined us.
Yeah. You sleep through practice.
How long have you been playing in Reno?
So we just started gigging at the beginning of last year. So
all right,
just,
so about
just
a year now?
We've been gigging around Reno for about a year now.
Yeah, it'll be a year in February.
Are y'all locals?
Yep.
Or, all right.
Well, you know, mostly.
High school, at least?
You know, I went to high school for 1 year here. And
which one?
McQueen.
Nice. West Side.
We all grew up in a small town, like 100 miles from here, called Yerington.
Yeah. Oh, we know.
Oh, I love Yerington.
We may have heard of that.
Go on.
Dude, Yerington is fucking rad.
Yeah. So that's
Night
that's
in the country,
where we all met.
I was going to make fun of you guys because
no,
you were going to be
clappers.
From California.
Oh,
you're actually from cooler Reno or cooler Nevada.
Yeah.
Yerington's
nowhere
cool.
Nevada.
Let's put it
right?
in the top half.
If you like being alone. If you like being alone.
Much nicer than Gabs.
And people minding their own business. That's a cool place.
It kicks Shure's ass.
It's better.
Oh, shit.
They're with their fucking wild dogs and shit.
Yeah.
What's so when you say people mind their own business, you mean nobody would interrupt my dead hooker collection?
No, they don't mind their own business.
Exactly, dude.
They don't mind their own. Oh, so that dead hooker collection would be noticed.
Because you can't have sex with bones, so no one cares.
I'm trying to see how many it takes to change a light bulb. It's not 7. But at any rate,
so you're hanging out in Yerington and you decide to make a band? Yeah. Or did y'all move here first?
Yeah, we moved here and Alex
to the big city of Reno.
Yeah, we were roommates and it just kind of happened.
Like, which one of you is the top?
We
depends
switch,
on who you ask.
Know.
Yeah, you know, it's a give and take kind of relationship. You know,
who's getting spit roasted tonight?
What's the
flip a coin?
What's the average age in the band of you guys? Because you seem kind of young to us old fuckers.
Yeah, I'm 25.
I'm 26, and Corbin's 20.
Yeah. You don't look a day over 15. No,
yeah.
Well, he brings your average down.
Actually,
so
he looks older because he's got the beard.
I'm starting
Grizzly
to fall,
Adams
so I'll
downstairs
take it at this point.
Right?
Yeah.
I've Corbin, gone by much the same philosophy throughout life. I had to grow a mustache at 40 so people would believe me.
Yeah, you have to compensate yeah. at some point.
No, I'm feeling old.
At some point, everybody compensates for something. So. Mm-hmm.
Corbin, when is your birthday?
It's May.
In May? Okay.
May 9th.
Are you going to have a big show?
We should.
Yeah, that'd be rad.
Well, how old are you going to be? 19?
Play early.
I think birthdays are kind of dumb.
You don't go back. You don't go backwards until you're in your 40s.
And
50s,
then at
dude.
Midnight, have you all your friends get you really shithoused
birthdays,
so that you can't leave the bar.
Birthdays are a marketing scheme, so I use it as an excuse.
Yeah, it was
to get
invented
drunk.
By Hallmark to fucking make more money on cars.
Yeah, I use it as an excuse to get drunk.
Yeah, nobody ever
other
celebrated
than that,
that's
all it is. Yeah.
It's Hallmark holidays.
Yeah, I hear that. Any excuse to get drunk.
You should go to the Bunny Ranch on your birthday and celebrate by getting booze and a hooker
been
in
there,
the same place.
Been there,
yeah, you can go there and not be 21.
Yeah, it's 18.
But get booze and a hooker in the same place.
Yeah, but you can't be drunk.
I mean,
yeah.
dude, throw,
it doesn't have to be your birthday.
Throw any day. Throw any day at me and I'm there. Down. Yeah.
Far out. Excellent, excellent. We'll just have another song then.
Do more.
Yeah, we like you.
We guys, let's play Oh No. We're going to pick it up a little
Is
bit.
Is this one about Yoko?
Pick it up.
it's not about Yoko.
Okay.
Oh, no. There goes Tokyo. Oh, no. Oh, Yoko.
Oh, shit. I should turn it up, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
If it's too quiet, you're...
Turn it up, man.
Into that one.
That's that the Rory song. Star. You guys, the chorus goes, yeah, no.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, no.
Drink.
Yeah, no, really?
You're still playing that game at home, everybody. Drink.
Yeah, no.
Probably fucked up by now.
I've actually been doing very good about not using that verbal crutch.
You guys, for a long time, Rory said yeah, no so often that we all drank every time Rory said yeah, no. It was a big deal.
And
you guys
really
made
stopped
a song
me from doing it.
So everybody got drunk on that last song.
Deal.
Well, keep
you're
saying,
welcome. Deal.
Yeah,
yeah.
Fucking A.
Kind of bummed I left all the beers in the hallway, though.
Mm-hmm. Where's our internet?
Have an internet?
She's not around, is she?
I will get some.
No, she had a terrible headache tonight.
Oh, really?
So,
me too.
Sit there right by the door. There you go.
Oh, there you go. Hey! Now we got an ace of beer in the room. And in case any law officers are listening, the drummer is downstairs, not in this room.
Not here.
Right. No. We would never let a 20-year-old drink at this house.
No, never.
No way.
Of course not. I would never do that.
It's not like when we were in Sparks and it was legal.
I mean, be sodomized, sure, but not drink beer.
That's legal.
It's legal, right?
Yeah, but...
No, it's totally legal to fuck him in the ass.
If you want it. Yeah.
Come not and get it.
Yeah, if it's my choice, dude, then we're good.
If he wants it, then yeah, it's legal.
Oh, right. Yeah, wants it. That's right. Okay, I got to write that part down.
I'm pretty sure 15 is the age if they're down.
I don't know about that. I might want to go back east and a little south for that one.
Only if you yourself are under 18.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, you might have to check that one, Corbin.
But if you're over 18 and she's 17, you're fine.
I encourage all the listeners to read up on that before you just go ahead and do it.
Yeah, look into that one.
Yeah, no,
check IDs. You know?
Listen to your Uncle Chewy.
This is the public service announcement for this week.
The more you know. Nom, 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 nom.
Whoa, calm down, Corbin. Whoa.
Whoa. I know, I'll lay off.
So, are you gentlemen online? You're young. You're young. You're not even millennials.
You mean,
you're too young to be millennials. You're whatever that generation is. Just, you must be technologically proficient, right?
Somewhat, I suppose.
No. Hey, I can run a website. If I can, you can.
So, I don't have a website. I'm about to pay somebody to make a website for me because...
Do you already have somebody? Or do you need to talk to somebody?
I have somebody.
Oh,
but I don't know.
Well, fuck you then.
If we talk about competitive pricing now,
oh, I'm
that's
the
a different story.
I'm the cheapest rates in town because I suck.
Oh,
that's what she said.
Well, then I'll.
That's what she said.
Never mind.
But it's efficient.
It works. No, but we have a Facebook page.
Okay. Do you have any Bandcamp, SoundCloud, anything?
We've got SoundCloud. We've got like some old demos from like last year, but we just moved in to a studio this weekend that we're building for recording. And so we're going to be all set up.
You're going to live in your own studio.
Well, it's not going to live there.
Only faggots live in their own studio.
Yeah.
That's for fags.
Yeah, who else does that? Not Tom Gordon. No.
What are fags?
That was a real question, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Did you tell her to pack a smokes?
No. I forget what I said. I said, "Oh, it's a mean word that you say to somebody." I didn't say it's when guys suck dicks.
Thank you.
Or fuck butts or dock.
Docking isn't necessarily
or
gay.
Or even make out.
Docking is totally gay.
Docking.
Not
dock
if you're
it.
Watching hot chicks on porn.
They
dock
at BYU, dude. It can't be gay.
No, that still counts, Rick.
I think docking's kind of gay. I'm just going to go ahead and say
you know that whole
it's
thing,
gay.
It's only gay if the balls touch?
No, yeah.
It's hyperbole, Rick. It's still gay even if the balls don't touch.
It's just when
touch.
Two penises kiss.
Just means your penises are gay.
That's not you.
Right, there you go. That's a great excuse.
I'm not gay, it's just my
penis.
I'm not gay, but my dick is.
No, honey, I really want to be married with you, and I don't want to leave you and the kids, but my penis just decided it was gay. And so I have to take it out on the weekend.
Where's your father? Upstairs watching gay porn.
Right.
Again.
He loves me, but his dick is gay.
Shoot the juice. All right,
I really am trying to talk about you guys.
Oh,
band.
I'm sorry. Let's not talk about
We're not
dicks.
Yeah, we're not talking about dicks anymore.
No more.
I'm sure no more dick jokes will happen today.
Oh, yeah.
This really should be the worst little podcast and dicks.
So enough about dicks. What about your dicks?
We hit our quota quite a while ago on the dicks tonight.
Yeah. Where's the last place you played? Where's the next place you're going to play?
The last place we played was actually
It was right here, Rory. You were listening to it.
Yeah, we just, right now.
It's kind of weird.
Sorry, I was thinking really loudly.
No, it was that show we met with Karma, and then we took a little hiatus for the holidays, you know, trying to catch up on stuff. And then our next show is actually Saturday.
Nice.
Over at 3rd Street Bar.
This weekend.
This weekend.
Cheers. Who else are you playing with?
We're playing with a band from out of town we played with before. They're a jam band.
What are they called?
They're called Jamstain.
Jamstain.
Good name.
That's so rad.
I get sick of jam bands, but damn, that's a good enough name.
Try to get off the dick and then Jamstain.
Yeah.
Boom. What are you going to do?
They had a good name. Shoot, I think one of their albums was called Dropping a Deuce.
That's right up there with Shitting Pretty.
That sounds like fun.
My kind of band.
They're fun.
Yeah, they're good. They kill.
Where are they from?
SoCal?
Shoot, yeah. Southern California. Actually, Lancaster, California.
Oh, nice.
In earthquake country. Yeah.
Yeah. The Inland Empire. Yep.
Lancaster. That's close.
Well, apparently we're earthquake country now. How many earthquakes did we just have?
That was pretty crazy day.
I was watching San Andreas the other day. And then an earthquake happened.
We actually have a lot of earthquakes you never notice here. We're actually quite a quaky area of the country.
My roommate made me feel like a dick. Because I felt the first one and was like, dude, that was for sure an earthquake. And he was like, dude, you're a fucking idiot. And then we felt the big one and I was like, oh, you motherfucker. I told you, dude. The big one, I just thought
it was like the wind rattling the house and then it didn't stop. And I went,
It's not windy.
I didn't even feel it. So
I was watching episode 3 Star Wars while they're fighting in the volcano. It's shit's
rad.
Going on. No, so the fucking house starts shaking.
Greg, you're up on like the seventh floor and shit.
This is crazy.
Fucking surround sound is dope.
That's 40. Yeah.
It actually felt like that from, you know, right when it first started. I'm like,
Star Wars.
Wait a minute.
Wait a minute. Surround.
That does not sync up with what's happening on screen.
That was crazy.
Yeah, I thought my house was actually going to fall over at the end of it because it's a shitty house built 60, 70 years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. Did it feel like a car hit your house?
Yes. Yeah. Yes. I did check for that as well.
But me and Mary,
that actually happens over in your neighborhood where cars just drive into your house and kill your kids.
7-Elevens.
I haven't heard about that recently.
About 6 months ago.
Yeah, it's been a while.
Oh, I don't remember that. I don't pay attention. I figure if I don't see it, it can't hurt me. So I don't pay attention to any social issues, and I never go to the doctor.
Cool.
Beautiful.
Nice.
Works for me. Still breathing.
It's cheaper that way, too.
Yeah,
that's the main reason, I think, is that we just can't afford it.
Well, yeah, there's that.
Thanks, Obama.
Feel burned.
Yeah. Speaking of dicks.
God damn.
Feel
yeah,
burned.
Speaking of dick.
Rory can't even go to the doctor because of you, Obama.
No, I can. I actually have health insurance through my employer.
Never mind, Obama. You're cool.
Thanks, Obama.
No, we're tight. Thanks. Take it back.
That's the wrong one. So I'm looking for something, Rick, and I think you can help me.
Is it in your pants?
No, it's in your sound machine.
Oh, okay. I will, if you want me to play that.
Do you think we should?
Yeah, let's do it.
Should we
play
it?
As you wish, Mr. Okay. Dowd.
Thank you, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, it's time for the worst little quiz in the world where I'm going to ask the band this week a series of strange and unusual questions that they will have to answer or die or be ridiculed by others.
Die!
Are you ready to play?
Yeah.
No.
All right.
Mark, let's do this shit.
Wrong answer.
Give him
minus
a zero.
10 points. Shit. All right.
Off to a good start.
Remember, you're playing against each other. One of you will win and one of you will lose.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. I'm in it now.
And one of you will come
be middle of the road.
Be second.
Doomed to mediocrity.
Be spit roasted between excellence and failure. Gabe, ready?
Ready.
All right. On your bookshelf at home, how many books do you currently own, rounded to the current 5, 10, 50, or 100?
Oh, 100.
100. And what was the last book you read?
Oh, man. I'm really into Dungeons & Dragons books, so Dungeons & Dragons
Drag
shit.
It.
Thank you.
I've recently finished a 40K book, so Warhammer. Yeah, so
right on.
I'm with you, brother.
Cool.
Alex, how many books do you own?
0.
All right. And when was the last book you read? Sea Spot Run?
When?
Yeah, what? When was the last book you read?
It was Treasure Island, actually.
Middle school?
It was actually, you know, I got talked into, you know, reading or whatever. So probably like 2 years ago.
That's cool.
I was like, it's a nice reading 2 years
ago.
You should try reading. It's
peer pressure.
Yeah, they were like, oh, dude, read. It's cool. It's super dope. You know? Everybody's and I was like, oh, it. You know.
You get a lot of pussy when you read.
Right, yeah. Because that works, huh?
Yeah.
But yeah, so it was a short book, so I picked it. I haven't picked up a book since.
Yeah. Corbin.
Yes. Same question to you, sir. How many books do you own?
Probably like 4 or 5.
All right, and what was the last book you read?
I revisited the Among the Hidden series. I don't know if you're familiar.
Can't say that I am.
What's that about?
Deducting points.
It's pretty much if America was like China and you could only have 2 kids.
Huh.
And it follows the third and fourth, you know, how they're kept a secret.
Secret
that
children.
That actually sounds pretty interesting.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
All right, next question. If I have my list here. Corbin?
Yeah.
Is the back door an entrance or an exit?
It depends on what you're using it for.
That's for
okay.
Sure.
That's a good answer.
Acceptable. Alex, entrance or exit?
That is an exit.
Exit only.
Exit only.
Okay. And Gabe?
I think neither.
No, no exiting.
Back door gets covered.
Yeah, no back door.
It's a wall.
Back all that up, man. Pierce it closed.
He's got a side door.
He looks so uncomfortable.
When, say, evacuating through the back door and you're in your bathroom, is the door open or closed?
Let's start with Gabe.
Yeah, Gabe, I'm looking at you.
What?
If you're taking a shit, do you leave the door open?
Oh, no. Fuck no. No, I'm actually roommates with this guy. He'd flip out. That'd be fucking disgusting.
And are you a door open or closed guy yourself, Alex?
Oh, yeah. I keep it closed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fortress of Solitude.
Oh, respectful.
Yeah.
Corbin?
I make a lot of noise in there.
I try to, but my door is pretty shitty, so sometimes it swings up.
Shitty.
Punny.
Yeah. Clean that up.
How about that pun?
All right. Next question for you down there, Corbin. In all of history, who would you start a fist fight with?
Ooh, it's got to be Bronson.
Charles Bronson Bronson Bronson?
Charles Bronson.
Bronson Pinchot.
Charles Bronson.
Well, yeah, Charles Bronson, Bronson Pinchot, or the British criminal Bronson.
Charles Bronson, because even if I get my ass whipped, it's like the most expensive prisoner in England. So.
No, those are two separate people. Charles Bronson is an actor from the United States.
Death Wish.
Bronson Pinchot played Cousin Balky.
And Bronson, the guy in Britain, that's not really his name. He just calls himself Charles Bronson because he thinks it's badass.
Yeah. After Charles Bronson.
Yeah. Kind of. It's not really his name.
That's a thinker.
But that guy, the one Tom Hardy played in the movie.
Yeah, Tom Hardy. Oh, yeah, why
God
don't
damn,
I just
he's
change,
the hottest guy ever.
Why don't I just change my answer to Tom Hardy?
Nice. Tom Hardy's an actor, but that's a great answer.
I want to watch that. I want to watch him kick your ass with his shirt off.
Oh, dude, I'd watch it.
He's my favorite actor.
Mad Max, Bane, and Picard's clone. Boom.
Yes.
Dude, right?
All right, Alex, same question to you.
Who would I fight?
So Tom Hardy.
Let's see.
All of history. Real people, no fictional characters.
I'm going to go with... who's that? What's that guy's name who played Mini-Me in Austin Powers?
Vern Troyer.
Vern Troyer. Why? Well, I think that'd be fun.
You get a lot of points for picking on midgets. Okay. Gabe.
Jared just tuned out.
No, Jared's going to call me in a couple minutes.
That was not cool.
I'd say Napoleon because he was small and I could probably win. So.
All right. Yeah. Also he was going with the shorter guy.
Yeah.
Beating up a dictator.
Actually... Only about 5'8". He's really not that short.
He only
short.
Had one good
That's
arm.
That's about
really?
How tall you are. Eh?
Oh, damn.
He only
yeah.
had one good
He's
arm.
Not like that short.
It's true.
Huh. Well, he had one good arm. Well, I'll stick with the answer then.
Okay.
Yeah.
Gabe, what was the first album you ever purchased?
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, easy.
Honestly, it was...
Yeah, honesty.
It was a Spice Girls album.
Yeah!
He just won!
That. Dirty cocksucker.
I don't know if anyone can beat that.
Talented group. Talented.
Easy,
yeah.
dude.
Alex?
Nelly.
My first album was Smash Mouth Astro Lounge.
Ooh.
That's a good one.
Yeah, yeah. You're right.
I was about to say, I love that album, and I have sex with men.
That's a good
Corbin.
One.
So we're in accordance.
Right.
Mine was Nelly.
Nelly. Country grammar?
Nelly's not gay.
If it was country grammar, then it's all right.
Yeah, it was country grammar, wasn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, yeah. He doesn't even remember what it was.
He's all, sure, what do you want to hear?
I don't even remember. I was like eight years old, and I just had it on my fucking tape, and that was all I had.
Damn, Norwegian, that's all you got to say.
All right.
That means good answer.
You're driving on a road trip across the country, Corbin.
Mm-hmm. No, he's not.
In your own personal buddy movie, what celebrity would you like to be in the movie with you?
Ted.
Nice.
The teddy bear?
Yeah.
Rad.
That's fucking awesome.
Nice, you can jerk off on
cool.
him. And...
Yeah.
He'll smoke pot with you, but you don't smoke pot.
Yeah, but still, he drinks too, dude. That's...
Yeah, you'd be comfortable like you're hanging around with your band buddies.
I have obviously missed something.
You never saw the movie Ted?
Never
with
even heard of it.
The teddy bear?
Fuck.
Oh my God,
Seth MacFarlane.
It's a good one.
Nope.
Seth MacFarlane from Family Guy.
I don't know anything
and
about
this. Do you remember
it's
the
a
old?
Good movie.
Do you remember the old? What's that movie that they watch in?
Flash Gordon.
Flash Gordon. Yeah. The old Flash Gordon.
Yeah, yeah. yeah.
It
That's
plays
their favorite
a big part
movie.
In the, in so it's
the Flash Gordon.
It's really awesome.
Okay,
it's really awesome.
I'll go watch that out
and watch it with Riku.
All right, Alex.
It's got a teddy bear in it. It's fine.
So a buddy in a movie on a road trip.
Yes,
I don't trust you, Rick.
Man, I don't know.
Buddy movie with a celebrity.
Who's that guy? Oh, man, what's...
Madonna. No,
know.
Wait, that's who's that girl.
No, who's that? Who's that Mexican guy? Oh, dude.
Cheech.
The satanic Hispanic.
The satanic Hispanic?
Yeah,
what's that guy's name?
I don't know.
Benicio del Toro?
We'll take satanic Hispanic.
Yeah, yeah, the satanic Hispanic.
Dude, that dude's hilarious. Have you seen Ant-Man? He's on that. Movie Ant-Man.
You tried to kill
me, bro. He's the buddy in Ant-Man.
Bro.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The homie.
Who's
like...
always telling stories and shit. Yeah. All right, Gabe. All right, you get a zero. That was just a confusing fucking answer.
No, dude, I got an answer.
No, not you. Him. Oh, Alex gets a zero.
Well, I'm going to write a zero down, too, because you didn't know what I was talking about.
I would probably... yeah.
I'm judging you as a game host.
I think I would ride with Andy Dick. He seems like a really cool guy.
No. You'd like to get kicked out of... Get kicked out of everywhere you visit for a whole trip. That's like actually, that's a road trip.
Right? Yeah, holy shit.
By the time you got to Fernley, you'd be kicking that dude's ass.
Get the fuck out of my car.
Spice
buddy.
Girls and Andy Dick. Dude, this guy knows how to play.
Let's see. What was the last meal you ever drank? Eight. No. Wow.
Budweiser.
Power shake.
What would be the last meal you had ever?
Ever?
Yeah, if you could plan it.
Oh, if I could plan it? Like, I'm about to die in prison, like, last meal?
Or you're going to Mars. The last meal you could eat cooked on Earth.
I'd just say, fuck it, dude. Let's go to Mars. No meal. Fuck it.
Empty stomach.
Empty stomach, dude. Let's roll.
That's budget.
No meal.
Alex? I think that's the first time
nobody's ever said
that.
Yeah. Good answer.
Well, shit, dude. I'd probably just hit up some fast food place, dude.
Which one?
Nearest fast food.
You know what? Nearest is always McDonald's. So.
Statistically.
Wow, we've never had anyone say McDonald's on this question either.
This guy, dude.
All right.
With their sweet teaser off the chain,
all right,
dude.
Corbin?
Cutting in.
Oh, dude, I would go with some Dinty Moore stew and some potato bread and then some gummy bears to finish that.
There you go. All right.
That's cool.
Too.
You guys suck.
we're healthy.
You can have anything you want for your last meal.
You know, gummy bears are made from horse hooves.
Nothing.
So
McDonald's
is Dinty Moore.
And gummy bears.
They
taste
like
horse hooves
Jesus.
And donkey dicks. Is that what you just said? Yeah.
Who's donkey dicks?
Horse dicks and donkey hooves.
Who's donkey dicks?
Better than bones and coffee.
Like Anthony Kiedis.
Do we get all of you on that question?
Yes.
All right.
Big time.
Where would you haunt, Corbin?
Where would I hunt?
Yeah, you die.
Haunt.
You
haunt.
Have to
haunt
somewhere.
As a ghost.
You're a ghost. Where would you haunt?
Where would I haunt? Ooh, that's a good fucking question.
That's a new one.
Yeah, I would probably haunt...
Your ex-girlfriend's car?
Just some random-ass bathroom. Because that's everybody's worst fear, is getting caught with their fucking pants down.
Lights
so.
Turning off while you're taking a shit.
So that would be
very scary.
Yeah.
I like that. Haunt
the
bathroom.
That's not bad.
Good answer.
Alex?
I don't know. Can I go with Dogwater Studios? Because you guys are treating me like shit.
I think he just won that one.
Haunt here.
All right, Gabe.
Where would I haunt?
Where would you haunt?
Wherever Corbin was living, I guess. I just.
You'd be like a nice fucking ghost, just like chilling.
So, Gabe, well, all of you guys, you touch yourself, right?
Which part of myself? About that?
It's totally natural.
When you're looking on the internet for inspiration, what are your favorite keywords?
Favorite keywords?
Do you need some help, Riku?
Do you know Latinos, no, Asians, no, black
no,
chicks?
No, no, no.
Real?
Go ahead with your answer.
I don't know. You know, I went through a obese midget phase. It's weird stuff.
Oh, that's so good. Alex?
What, point of view? You know?
All right,
who doesn't
POV.
Like
POV.
Yeah. Yeah. Who doesn't POV. Like that?
Nice.
Corbin, what's your favorite words to search for your jerk?
I actually have two. It's either tentacle.
Uh-huh.
Or David Bowie full frontal.
We're circling back to that.
Callback. Oh,
nice
killer.
Callback. Nice callback. All right, my final question, my favorite question. Corbin, you're being led to the gas chamber by a comedian in a clown suit. Which comedian would you prefer it be?
Oh, Bill Burr. All the
Bill
way.
Burr.
Yeah.
Hey.
Because nothing like some racial fucking slurs to get you through death.
Yeah. Get you pumped up.
Especially going to a gas chamber.
Yeah. It's like I'm about to die, but at least I'm not white.
And he's killing it. He's killing you in two ways. All right.
That was
Alex.
Totally a joke.
Well, I'm actually a big fan of that. Who's that? Jim Gaffigan?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Jim Gaffigan.
Oh, yeah.
Mr. Gaffigan, Universe. Gaffigan or whatever.
That would
picked
be,
last week.
That would be the most awkward. I've been thinking about it.
It'd be the most awkward
walk.
She'd be like,
walk.
So do I go in or are you going to show and me the way?
And he waits for you to open the door and then he goes to open it and then shuts it before you can get
can
through it.
Can we get something to eat first? And
yeah.
All right. Gabe?
Who's that guy that smashes shit? Gallagher? What?
Yeah. or his brother. Yeah.
Oh,
or his twin brother.
They're both called Gallagher.
Yeah, either one. Just
they would tour opposite sides
no,
of the
go for
the
real
the
Gallagher,
time.
Man. Yeah, you're right. You walk into the
my
gas
guess,
chamber.
Dude. Yeah, I want
so
the real Gallagher.
Go for the real Gallagher.
Fuck his brother.
Yeah.
All right, Nick, we're going over to you with the rapid fire portion of the quiz.
Fire. All right, here we go.
This is an advanced quiz. I don't know if you're ready.
Rapid as I can do it. All right, let's start with Gabe. Beat up or arrested?
Arrested.
Alex?
Arrested.
Corbin.
Arrested.
All right, Corbin, milk and cookies or whiskey and Coke?
Whiskey and Coke.
Alex?
Whiskey and Coke.
Milk and cookies. I hate whiskey.
All right.
But what about Coke?
Wait.
Oh, shit.
Coca-Cola?
Next question. Pot or... This is rapid.
Up to interpretation.
Rapid, rapid. Pot or booze?
Booze.
Pot.
Pot.
All right.
Okay.
Mushrooms or LSD?
Mushroom. Oh. LSD.
Mushrooms.
Mushrooms.
Two mushrooms and an LSD. All right. Waylon or Willie?
Willie.
You're Willie.
Willie all the way around.
Yeah.
Good boys.
Bush or bald?
Bush.
Dude, you got to get a little fucking
big George W.
Tasty Bush.
You know, I got a little bit in there, you know, Bush.
Bush or Clinton?
Bush.
Fucking Bush.
George
no, actually,
W. is a personal hero of mine. He's
Clinton.
Smart man.
Clinton all the way.
And in spelling champ, too.
He's a player.
Oh, yeah. Third one. Bush or 311?
Oh, dude, 311.
311.
I like Bush's pauses. Oh, we're not talking about...
All right. Let's go.
Elko or Vegas?
Vegas.
Nice. Oh, Vegas.
Nice. Definitely Vegas.
Puke or diarrhea?
Ooh, diarrhea.
Oh, diarrhea.
Puke.
But let's go with all right. Joan Jett or Joan of Arc?
Jett.
Joan Jett.
Joan of Arc.
Jett.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't like her Roman nose.
Lemmy
well, she was
or David Bowie?
Oh, man. I have to say David Bowie.
I'm with Bowie.
Died.
Yeah. I'm with
it's
Bowie.
It's like a pity dove.
I'm an Ace of Spades kind of guy, dude. Lemmy.
Lemmy. Dude, Lemmy was
but
the
Bowie
shit.
Bowie is emotionally dynamic.
In a slightly different pairing. Yeah, Freddie Mercury or David Bowie?
Ooh.
Freddie Mercury.
I go Mercury.
Yeah, I have to go Mercury.
Yeah. Mercury.
Wait. Way to throw David Bowie under the bus the day after he died.
See, yeah, don't let the door hit you in the ass.
I gave him one pity answer.
Day's over now.
I think Freddie was a better singer.
Just he was phenomenal.
Straight up a better singer.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's an acceptable answer. Plus, this is rapid fire. No talking about it. AIDS or cancer?
AIDS.
AIDS.
Cancer and two AIDS?
Nah, I'm going AIDS. AIDS
all the way around. All the way around. Yeah. You can live.
You can live with AIDS.
You can be a billionaire like David Bowie and have cancer and you still die.
Yeah, sure. Yep.
Who would you do, Caitlyn Jenner or Chaz Bono?
Riku, that's awful. But
death.
Who the fuck Chaz Bono is? But.
Jenner.
Death.
Jenner. You don't know who Chaz Bono is?
Chaz Bono is fucking...
give me the Jenner.
Sonny and Cher's daughter that turned into a guy.
Oh, that sounds nasty.
So a girl that became a guy or a guy that became a girl?
Yeah. Real hot shit.
Neither.
Oh, yeah.
I'm a big Cher fan, so I'm going Chaz.
Nice.
I'm going Chaz
for the rest of us.
I'm going for the biggest publicity stunt here. So.
Jenner.
Oh, yeah. Jenner.
All right, two Jenners and a Sonny Bono's kid. All right.
Circumcised or not?
Oh, Riku. She beat me. Circumcised or not?
Oh, I'm white.
Well,
aren't all white people?
Yes. No.
No.
Really?
I've checked.
No.
Oh.
Not Italians.
That's information. I'm circumcised.
Most circumcised. Yes.
Many American.
Everybody's
whites.
Cut.
Really? Oh, I thought that was just a thing.
We're all trim around here. Ladies.
Okay.
Adolf, do we make that more awkward? Or?
Mushroom cap, not a turtleneck.
Adolf Hitler or Charles Manson?
Oh. Fuck, dude. I'm going to... Adolf Hitler. It's such an unpopular answer, but I'm going to go with Hitler.
Yeah, dude.
Hitler.
I feel you on Hitler.
Yeah. I know. I've read about Hitler a little bit. I don't know a whole lot about Charles Manson other than he's psycho.
At least he could paint. Manson would just make you write a song.
Yeah.
You could have a conversation with Hitler.
Manson would steal all your art and claim it as his own.
At least Hitler aimed high.
All right, rapid fire.
Hitler wasn't a fucking hippie.
Rapid fire.
I like what Jen said about Manson last week. His ability to outsource. So much better.
Hitler fucking outsourced.
Yeah, they're both pretty outsourcing motherfuckers. All right, metal or punk?
Punk.
Punk.
One metal, two punks. Gay or ginger?
Oh, ginger. Both.
Gay or ginger?
Would you rather be gay or have red hair?
I'll go with ginger.
Fuck, I'd go with gay. Shit, gay. Sorry, Corbin.
Yeah, gay.
Yeah, Corbin has to go with gay because he's already ginger.
I misunderstood the question. I'd rather be gay.
I'd rather be gay than what he is.
I got some hair dye in my back.
Corbin, cheater or cheated?
Ooh, fucking cheater.
Yeah, that's
good boy.
Yeah,
it's cheater. Honest soul.
Cheater,
dude. Ooh. As shitty
fuck
as
fuck that heartbreak. Yeah, I'd rather do the break.
At least you're honest.
As
it's like
as
truth
it
or lies,
ladies. What you see is what you get. Rock stars.
How dare you?
All right, we need Elvis or Beatles.
Ooh, Elvis.
Elvis.
Beatles.
Star Trek or Star Wars?
Star Wars.
Star Trek.
Really?
Ooh, I grew up on both. I'm going to have to go with Star Wars, though.
All right, good call. Good call.
All right, if you can live in a world with either marijuana or music, but you couldn't have both, which one do you pick?
Music.
Music.
I'd be getting high.
Good answer.
And
good
that's
answer,
why man. You play baseball.
All right, that's your rapid fire.
All right, so coming in with a score of 346 points is frontman Alex.
Woo!
Yeah,
bullshit.
Not a good score.
Not a good one.
Corbin and Gabe, you two you duked it out all throughout the quiz. Corbin coming up with a score of 847 points. Ooh. Did not beat Gabe Powerhouse of 1203.
Blam.
Way to go, Gabe.
Yeah. The unassuming, quiet Gabe was
fucking
actually
powerhouse,
the craziest of all of you.
Unstoppable.
Probably has the biggest dick, too.
Now you can go out in Reno and tell him
that's confirmed.
I won
you
the quiz
won.
On the worst little podcast.
The worst little quiz in the world.
Biggest dick is confirmed.
Somebody else will be like, so did I.
And then you can compare dick sizes. Yeah. And whoever has the bigger one obviously got the bigger score.
That's default.
That's how it works.
That's 200 points, right?
All
right.
Let's yeah, no, you're more like 150. let's have another song.
Okay.
Yeah.
More music.
Some more Treat'em. Let's go back to the summertime.
What the hell have we played already?
In our heads.
Beach House and Oh No.
Jesus,
oh,
you guys are high.
That's right. What?
What were we talking about?
Puff Puff Game by the Trucker.
Tidal Wave? Yeah. All right, let's do it. Thank you.
Yeah. Has music gotten you laid yet in the in your life?
Oh, definitely.
Oh, okay. Is that unanimous?
No, no, dude, not.
Gabe's still
absolutely fucking not. I'm a drummer.
Oh, right. You guys are the rhythm section.
I play bass, dude. I'm not getting laid.
So Alex is the only one who said yes to that.
Guitar player jumped right in. Said, yep.
Yep.
Happens all the time. Are any of you currently seeing some young ladies? Are you all on the open market?
I have a girl. I'm the only one that has a girlfriend.
Yeah. Gabe over there all locked down.
So, ladies, Alex is a whore, and Corbin never gets any, so they're probably both looking for something.
So it's quick. It's quick.
Well, it'll take long. You know?
Quick and painless.
I'm out of practice. It'll be over, and I'm done. Oh, that's awesome, though. Your guys and your music.
Thank you. Yeah,
I am. I'm really, really like. It's nice to have a ska sound back in Reno again.
Cool, thanks.
And
thanks,
I look forward to you guys playing at some more shows. Beyond Saturday at Third Street. What else do you got? Anything lined up?
You know, I've got the Reno Aloha Festival.
Right, that Britt Straw's been organizing.
Right, yeah. So I just hooked up with them. I'm helping them organize it and all that stuff.
Ass.
And so, you know, we're going to jump in and play with that. And, you know, we're just trying to get all the sponsors and the money raised for it and all that stuff. Yeah. But
Earth
Day it's going pretty
good. We'd be happy to sponsor for free, but we have no budget, so... Community partner, maybe? No.
We'll come say hello.
Exactly, we will.
But yeah, other than that, maybe another festival that Urington has, this little festival, you know, we might go back and play their Taste of the Valley.
Mm-hmm. Oh, when's that?
Yeah.
I would totally go to that.
It's fun.
I think it's like September or something like that.
It's a long
ways.
But it's all local breweries and stuff.
Yeah, it's about an hour.
People just making their own brew.
We played it last year.
Do they shut down the street and everybody gets loaded and falls down?
Oh, yeah.
They actually do shut down the street.
That's how that goes.
And notice how I said the street?
Yeah. Yeah, that one.
There's several streets there.
Thank you. And one of them has a good pizza place on it that I've had pizza from before.
Probably not anymore.
Yeah.
No more pizza places.
Maybe not.
I don't know. Yeah, there's probably a round table there still.
No, this was some like mom and pop joint.
No, it became a Dottie's.
Nope, that's a Dottie's.
I heard they're going to get a lot of federal money to clean up that copper mine
now. The fucking man, dude, sticking their hand in everything.
Dottie is a woman's name.
Fucking A, man.
It is.
Well, all right. What else we got going on? Rick, Nick, Chewy, you got anything happening this upcoming
week? I'm cramming.
You've got
it's
a
like
wedding.
Cramming for, you know, midterms. But, yeah, I'm getting ready for the wedding.
Right.
So there's so much to do. I got practice with Roxy Collie. We're going to be doing a show in February.
Very cool.
Got some new songs. So I'm playing the drums there. Liver Scars will be getting back together in February. We have a show.
After Felix starts healing up a little bit more?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
cool.
Felix.
That'd be cool.
That'd be very good.
Aforementioned. So, yeah, that's me.
Rick, who do you got in the studio?
Weapons of Mass Creation and Rocking Horse People are doing shit this week and the next week. And then, over the weekend, going to California to visit post-stroke grandma.
Ooh.
So it's like fun music, really sucky, difficult family time. Fun music.
Right.
That's kind of like life. Right?
Yeah, it really is.
Totally. Hitting all ends of the spectrum there.
And for myself, I encourage you once again, as always, to go out to the Blazing Mic at Open Mic Night at Jub Jub's every Monday at 9:30 sign up, 10 o'clock show. But also, if that's not your style, you can go a little earlier on Tuesday nights over at Picnic for the Open Spike Night with our good friend Spike McGuire, who had to quit being a host of my show to start his own fucking show.
It's a great open mic.
No, it's a good time. I haven't been down there yet, but all the pictures make
I hear good
me want
to. And they have food.
Yeah. Also, I really hope you got to go to Jub Jub's on Wednesday. That'd be last night to see Professor Gall. He's a great fucking act. Sorry we didn't get to tell you about it before now. But that off into the future, January 14th, tonight, we have Drinking with Clowns and Rigorous Proof are playing this
evening.
That
sounds like a good-ass show.
No, awesome. not together, pardon me. Those are two different shows. Drinking with Clowns at the Terrace Lounge, Rigorous Proof at St. James, I believe. Yeah, St. James. And then for the weekend, Hood Slam. I was trying to get some wrestlers on over the holidays, but it didn't work out. But
that'd be a good
Hood
wrestlers.
Slam is
some of them guys
coming to Reno on Saturday night, Friday night, Friday the 15th. Hood Slam, Battleborn Ready Blug.
Down at Cargo.
It's called Down at Cargo. If you like professional wrestling, this is professional wrestling with boobs and alcohol.
Yes.
And alternate egos.
What night was that?
Friday night at 7 o'clock.
All right.
There's some local guys who are on the ticket. There's a lot of regional guys from California who are coming up who are part of the Hood Slam Tour. It is like all your favorite local wrestlers in more risque, burlesque, and more actually dangerous versions of what they normally do.
God, how could they be wearing less clothes than last time I saw them?
I know. Wouldn't you like to find
out? Fuck yeah, I'm going to be out there.
Saturday's the Wine Walk, so go check that out all over Midtown. Mary Jane Rocket's last show is also on Saturday. That's the thing that I really wanted to. Down to Davidson's Distillery at 9 p.m. Please go on down. Say hi to Clark and Scott and Kathleen. And
these guys been together for like 20 years.
Shit.
Scott? Is that drummer's name?
Yeah, Scott plays guitar.
Scott.
Scott Howder plays.
Howder. Yeah. Scott and Scott. Yeah. So go check them out. Give them a big send-off because they've been just a solid rock and roll band here in Reno for a long time.
Yeah. Think yeah. like X and Ramones and rockabilly kind of music. So yeah. good stuff.
I just gotta treat them. Do you guys got like a website or you guys got some place where we can find you right. on the internet?
We got Facebook.
All right, my bad.
Yeah, it's Facebook.
Facebook.com/TreatemBand.
Is it one word?
Treatem Band.
Yeah. Treatem.
All right.
That's like freedom. With
it's like it a pun.
Exactly.
I'm gonna go
a play
like
on words. Right
there you go. It. There you go. Play on words.
All right.
Definitely.
Do you need us to repeat that for
no.
you one more time?
I just thought they deserved another plug. Good guess, and the music's
Bandcamp and Facebook. Thanks, treat them. Check it out. Please go be seeing them on Saturday at the Third Street
Bar.
Yeah.
Third Street
Bar. I was going to say the studio on Third, but that would have made no sense.
Right.
Third Street Bar with their good friends from SoCal, Jamstain.
Yeah.
Which I kind of want to just go see it because
dude,
of that.
They kill it.
They kill it.
We've got there's a great weekend, a lot of great shows coming up in Reno. So please check out some local events. Get off your couch, have a little fun, spend some money on hardworking musicians and wrestlers.
Right on.
Yeah. And I'm going to say, without any further ado, I'd like another song, and then we're out of here.
Nice.
One more. What do you guys want to do? Spilling Out? Kind of rock it?
It's about a fat girl on a small corset.
Or I Love That You Hate
it's
It.
Exactly
I
what it's about.
These guys might like that one.
Hey, Rory, might I suggest we say goodbye and then have them double up?
Oh, okay. Yeah, we'll just do a goodbye, and then you guys can play both songs.
I'm down.
There you go.
Do we play it?
No.
All right, let's play Spilling Out right now.
All right, well, real quick, yeah. So, ladies and gentlemen, I am the Reverend Rory Dowd for Nick Ramirez, Josh Martin, Dogwater Deck, all of our interns in the band here tonight. I just like to say life is short, and I love you. So, good night, ladies.
On the worst little podcast, we're talking out of our ass.
can see with one eye open. We're seeking clouds, bring me down, closer on the ocean. And why can't I feel this kicking now? It's got me spinning for another round. And just can't trip. See with one eye open. We're seeking clouds, bring me down, close on the ocean. And I can see with one eye open. Seeking clouds, bring me down, close on the ocean.
Dressed up in my pretty underthings.
DogwaterStudios.com.
Ah! Oh, God! Oh, please, just go away. Just leave me alone.
That was weird.